The church is more than just a physical building. As a matter of fact, in today's society, many do not understand what the church really is. The church is not just a place to sing songs, hear someone preach, or even go to Sunday school. The church is a hospital for sinners. Episode 29 will make a defense of why the church needs to be understood to make it effective in the world that we try to convert. The spiritual church is not a building, and it's not a place where hurt can take place, as many may think. It belongs to Jesus. It heals wounds, mends broken hearts, and has the most incredible doctor the world has ever seen, the great physician, our Lord and Savior. Welcome to Bear His Cross, a Christian podcast that strives to help you develop and build your daily walk with Jesus Christ through biblical lessons and teachings. Join me each week to help develop and grow your daily walk with Christ through biblical discussion, lessons, and teaching to help us to be a light to those we encounter in the world that we walk and live in. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Bear His Cross podcast. We're so glad you're joining us. I am David Marsh, your host, and we hope that you are subscribed to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other platforms you may use, such as Amazon or Google. You can also find us at bearhiscross.com, where you can subscribe to the newsletter and, of course, listen to old podcast episodes. Now for today's topic at hand, the church, and why the church is a hospital for sinners. See, people today have this preconceived notion of what the church is. Religious history, customs, and even society have all influenced these notions. Some people believe that the church is a particular building or place where Christians go on Sundays to worship God. Others believe that the church is a group of people who believe in Jesus' teachings, while others even still believe it's a gathering place of people who do charitable activities for the benefit of society. However, to truly understand the church, we must turn to God's Word to grasp God's perspective on the church. The church is a massive topic in the Bible, with many facets that cannot be covered, of course, in a single podcast episode. But in this episode, we'll look at one initial component of the church according to God's Word, and why we should view the church as a hospital for sinners. So let's start by giving a definition of the term church. Exactly what is the church? If you ask society that, they would give you multiple different answers. But to answer this question, let's read Matthew 16:18's definition of the word church. Jesus said, "And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, there's those in the world who will take that verse and say, well, there's evidence that Peter was the Pope. There's many in the world that believe that. However, the church was not established on Peter, and it's important to understand that ecclesia is the Greek word that means an outcalling. This term refers to a gathering of those that have been summoned. And the word usage there for Peter and the rock are two different words, which in Greek is Petros and Petra, which is not what Peter is or who Peter is that makes the church or what it's founded on, but it's more importantly noted that what Peter had said. The note explains in the Greek translation for church, ecclesia, means the outcalling in the original language of the New Testament. And as a result, the church is the congregation or assembly of those who God has called to leave this world. I know what you're thinking. Well, we're still here. We haven't left. Well, you got to read the second half of that same message to understand in context what's taking place. My church, that Jesus stated, denotes that the church is the Lord's. It's Jesus's, not of any other person or object. It differs from denominations, of course, which are called by persons named by a subject. When the Lord Jesus first revealed the church, he says, "My church." Jesus' statement, according to the remark, signifies that the church is something that belongs to him alone, and not to anything or anybody else. The church is not founded by any human organization, since it is of the Lord's. And that's why I bring Peter into the mix of being the Pope, because the church doesn't belong to Peter. Peter is part of the church. The confession he made is what the church is built upon. But the church belongs to Christ and Christ alone, no one else. So what does the Bible actually tell us about the church? Well, when reading the Bible, it's a good rule to pay attention to the earliest mention of a critical topic, which lays the groundwork for understanding how it develops in the remainder of the Bible. In Matthew 16:18, the word church is mentioned for the first time. In Matthew 16, Jesus and his disciples travel to Caesarea Philippi, distant from Jerusalem, religious center of the day, of course. There Jesus inquired of his disciples as to who they thought he was, and they informed him of what he had been claimed of. But you, who do you claim I am? Jesus asked in the question. Now, in a response to Peter's declaration in verses 17-18, Jesus says, And Jesus answered and said upon him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Yes, you've heard that earlier in the podcast. I bring that out because the Father has revealed everything to him, Peter, and Peter recognized that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Lord then brought the revelation of whom he is together with the revelation of the church. He is the owner. He is the one who the church belongs to. Not Peter, not a man, not a building or a group of people, but it belongs to Christ. And the confession that Peter made that you are the Savior, you are the Son of God, that is the confession on which the church's foundational doctrine is built upon. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. This is Ephesians 5:32. As a result, the Lord had to reveal to Peter the second portion as well as what deals with the church. The great mystery is described clearly in Ephesians 5:32. The enigma is wonderful, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. As a result, Christ and the church as a whole are a big mystery, especially to the world, because Christ is the living God's Son. As part of the grand mystery, the church must be a living creature, and as a result, the church's existence as a physical structure is illogical. Now, this brings us to the title topic for today's podcast. If we look at the church in a different context, not in that it's a physical building that's here on earth, but a spiritual house of believers who confess that Christ is the Savior, then we can start to understand why the church is actually a hospital for sinners. Now, many today want to trust a preacher or a leader of a physical church. Yes, one that's a building, brick and mortar. No doubt, I have great confidence in my pastor. He's a godly man who strives to preach the word. But, you know, he does this with an outstanding job, I might add. But he also understands the confidence in him and the physical building is not what we attest to. See, we put our scope, we put our understanding on Christ and the spiritual church that belongs to him. Those who put their confidence in a man or a physical building are much like Asa in the Old Testament in 2 Chronicles 16:12. And here's what it states. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not the Lord, but to the physicians. Asa was putting his confidence in finding a cure in a physical man. What I'm saying is not a knock on doctors, by the way. I love my personal doctor. I just want to use this as an analogy. When members of a physical church fall in love with their pastor or fall in love with the church itself, they're removing finding a cure for spiritual disease of sin from Jesus Christ. Remember, we've discussed many times the church belongs to him, and we forget this point. That is when the church hurt happens. So what do I mean by church hurt? Well, this is going to impact those who are lost in the world. This is going to impact sinners, and it can even impact those inside the church. The next part of the episode is going to be a touchy subject, so I understand if you want to cut it off, but I would encourage you to still listen, especially if you have had church hurt. Many of you listening right now have been or may know someone who was hurt. I want to tell you some good news, though. This is not the church. Jesus came to liberate all of us from our sins. Remember, Jesus called it my church. It belongs to him. The statement about the church and knowing the godliness of Jesus defines what we call the church and why we call it a hospital for sinners. My family has experienced hurt in the church, and men I once held in high regard would shred biblical doctrine to make their own rules. Again, I bring in the example of Asa, and you may find yourself in the same situation. The events that took place personally did not destroy my confidence in Christ Church. And I know that the church is not a brick and mortar physical building, and it's simply a hospital for sinners. When we lose focus on the spiritual aspects of the church and good sound biblical doctrine, we destroy the ministry that we have of healing sinners' wounds by sharing the good news and life that is found in Jesus Christ. So we have this happen in small churches and in great churches. And many times, many of you who may have found yourself in a church where hurt is taking place, the doctrine that is taught, the practice that is put in place, is not biblical. And this happens. That is why I don't want you to put your confidence in a pastor or a worship leader or a physical brick and mortar building church, because men are fallible and sin can creep in. And we know that we are waging a warfare, a spiritual warfare, against very high wickedness. Satan would love to do nothing more than to come into the church and to tear it down. But the one thing we know is that while he may be able to do that to a brick and mortar church, a physical church, he can never do this to the church that belongs to Christ. So this is one of my arguments against mega churches and mega pastors. It doesn't mean people there are not going to heaven. It doesn't mean the people there are not genuine. It doesn't mean that there's not pastors out there in this world who are ingenuine just because they pastor a big church. That's not what I'm saying at all. But we have to be very careful, because several friends I have and others I know have been hurt just because of the doctrine that is taught, the actions that are taken, or what the pastor has done in that church, and we'll get to the pastors in just a few minutes. See, church hurt can happen at any point in time. If you are hurt or one of those hurt, I have good news. Jesus did not do this to you. The secular world loves to print stories of pastors who have private planes or preach feel-goodism sermons and tell you that everybody goes to heaven. This is not the church, and I want to make that clear. If any man teaches a doctrine that says that anyone can go to heaven, it doesn't matter what they believe, that's a false doctrine. That's a counterfeit doctrine, and it is not part of church doctrine when it pertains to biblical teaching. Paul the Apostle made tents to pay for his ministry, and that is not to say that pastors cannot be financially successful, but exuberant wealth is not part of the calling to be a minister. If hurt and abuse has taken place with you, remember that my church, that's the one that belongs to Jesus Christ, doesn't care about planes, trains, and automobiles. Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. Now, I do think that God blesses people in this life. There's no doubt about it. I feel like I'm very blessed. At the same time, though, the blessings of this life do not measure to the spiritual blessings that are to come, because life has been given to me, a person who is a sinner who did not deserve it. See, the church that belongs to my Savior, the church that belongs to Jesus, was the hospital I needed for treatment when I was sin sick. It's the hospital that took me in and gave me the care that no physical building or person outside of Christ could give. A pastor may be good at counseling, they may be good, and there's wonderful good pastors out there. I don't want you to think I'm just knocking them, because there's great men who heed the calling and do the work every day to spread the gospel of Christ. But in the society that we live in today, we've allowed the church just to be viewed by many in the world, and of course even by believers, as a physical building, a brick and mortar building, and that is not the case. So if you've been hurt or simply think the church is a scam, let me introduce you to the hospital for sinners. It's called Jesus' church. The church established on the foundational rock, that confession in Him, and that He is the Savior, not on a man, but by the Son of God. This is the church that gives captive people freedom. This is the church that liberates us from our faults. And let me be clear, even those who are part of the church had to have the cure and had to have the safety of salvation that Jesus brought about. Only through Christ can we find salvation. Only through Christ can we find that cure from the church. Now, for those of you out there who may attend different denominations, yes, we'll argue and we'll bicker about all kind of doctrine. Those of you who may have listened to this podcast may disagree with many things I've said about whether it be revelations or the end of the world or whatever it may be. But here's the good news. We can still love each other. And it's not a love that's originated out of something secular, because the secular world does not love, it hates. But the love that we have for each other, even in our differences, is found in the church. It's found in Jesus Christ. And those two go together. So if you're with me, if you're part of the body of believers that accept Jesus Christ as the Savior, welcome in. But we have a job to do. See, a hospital doesn't just have a building. It doesn't just have a few staff of people who push paperwork. It has doctors and nurses and janitors who all play a part in what they do. Those medical doctors go through years of training and study to help find the right treatment for someone who is sick. The good news is we have a great physician who is waiting at the door to heal you from that sin. So if you find yourself in a depraved lifestyle, if you find yourself marred in your sin sickness, have hope. Find a church. Find a Bible-believing church. Go to that church. If that's not the right one, if they're just going to cast you down, get out. Go find a church that teaches that Jesus Christ is Lord, not the pastor, not the Sunday school teacher, or the deacon body. See, they play a role just like those in a hospital. But the church that I belong to, my church, is the church founded on the confession that Jesus Christ is the Savior, the Son of God, and the way to heaven. Thank you for listening. I hope that you got something out of this. I would love to hear your thoughts. Please be sure to leave me a comment in the comment section or drop me an email, of course. Also, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite provider and find us on social media. And until we meet again, may God richly bless you in the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to this episode of Bear His Cross Podcast. You can always go to bearhiscross.com where you can subscribe to our email newsletter or find Bear His Cross on your favorite podcast provider. And once you do, please be sure to leave a review so others know what you think about this podcast.